Jennifer passed around the platter of eggnog-filled cups. Belle put pretty Christmassy plates of rum balls, cookies, and spice cake on the coffee table and the dining room table. "To Christmas and good friends here to help celebrate the season," Bryce toasted and raised his cup. Everyone followed suit and drank when he did. "Okay, everybody ready?" At the chorus of yeses, Bryce turned off all the lights, and instantly the tree bloomed with lights in all the colors of Christmas. The ornaments they'd put on sparkled merrily. It was glorious.
"It's so beautiful," Belle whispered under her breath.
Mitch pulled her closer and she wrapped her arm around him and squeezed. For an instant, she thought it was too bad that she had to go back to Pagosa Springs in time to be there for Papa and Junior. Then she felt instantly ashamed putting her happiness before theirs. Maybe Mitch would come back with her. Dare she ask? A few moments later, the lights came back on except for the area over the tree. It still sparkled in the dusky shadows.
"How did you guys work that magic?"
Belle asked loudly enough for Bryce to hear.
"It was Todd. He rerouted some circuits and it's all on remote control."
"I love it. Great job, Todd."
The man blushed and looked a bit uncomfortable to be the sudden center of attention.